And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the owner of Arizona's hometown radio group, Sanford Cohen.
Well, nice to have a little bit of moisture out there in the world today, but we have more stuff on the way, at least for the rest of today, and please do enjoy it while it lasts, because we're going to go right back to where we were here in about 12 hours or so. But in the meantime, we want to say good afternoon to all of you watching on Facebook Live, and also folks listening on KQNA, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood. And of course, we are streaming live, not only on Facebook Live, but also worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Sanford Cohen, along with Mason Pennington, and we are standing by. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking with the soon-to-be former town manager for the town of Prescott Valley, Larry Tarkowski, announcing his retirement earlier this week. And so we've got Larry coming on in an exclusive, so stay tuned for that. And then a little bit later on, Freddie Lombardo and the Tone Kings will be in to talk about why they, in all of this stuff going on with COVID and such, they remain one of the busiest bands in the Quad Cities. There's nothing else to say other than they are making it happen. And so Freddie Lombardo, and he's got some guests joining us. Mary Kelly, the guitarist, is going to be in here, and it's going to be a lot of fun here in the second half. It'll be a lot of fun in the first half. We're going to talk with Larry Tarkowski, soon to be ex-town manager for the town of Prescott Valley. So that'll be coming up here in just moments, right here live on Facebook Live and also on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Do you have a broken tooth or been told you need a crown? Call your local experts at Arizona Crown Center. With their flat rate of $6.49 per crown, including the exam and x-rays and no hidden fees. They can also replace missing teeth with fixed bridges for that same surprisingly low price. Call 899-0974. Schedule your free consultation today. 899-0974. azcrowncenter.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now here on Talk of the Town is, for now anyway, still the town manager for the town of Prescott Valley, Larry Tarkowski. And Larry, welcome back to KQNA.
Well, hello, Sanford, and happy to be here with you.
Well, I know that, you know, you don't People don't do retirement easily, especially when you have as many years into the job as you have. Describe, if you will, the beginning when you first came on board as public works director and what you faced as, building the infrastructure of what became the town of Prescott Valley.
Sanford in July of 1989, Prescott Valley had 8,000 people, 130-mile of road, of which only 8 miles were paved. So you do the quick math, and you're looking at over 120 miles of dirt road. There was no centralized sewer, and the water company was a private water company that served the town. And so things were significantly different in 1989.
And each home, I do believe each home had its own individual septic system, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so thus became the Tarkowski miracle, which we will talk about in great detail momentarily. But where were you before you came to the town of Prescott Valley? How did you end up here and doing the job as public works director?
To be real honest with you, after leaving the University of Michigan, where I was, I got a bachelor's degree as well as I was an employee on their professional administrative staff for a couple of years after graduation, I left Michigan and came out to Arizona to visit some friends down in Tucson and fell in love with the southwestern United States. Tucson was a little hot for me, so relocated to Flagstaff and lived there for 15 years and worked in Flagstaff for 15 years. And then, because the job I had took me out of town frequently and I was raising a young family at the time, my wife suggested very strongly that I needed to get a job where I was home every evening. And ended up coming to Prescott Valley to where I was hired to fix the shortage of infrastructure that the town had at the time.
Who were some of the people that you worked with or that were on the town council at that time? Who was the mayor and all
good,
that?
Sanford, you know all of these people because you were here. although you were considerably younger and more agile back in those days, but I remember your going into your radio station on Robert Road. And I was walking in, you were doing an interview, and I'd only been here for a couple of months. And for some reason or other, you decided you wanted to talk to this new guy in town. And I remember walking into this little cubbyhole of a radio station that had an antenna outside of the building, and I don't know what it connected to. I suspect top of Glassford. And going in and was being interviewed by you. And my goodness, that was a long time ago.
Okay, now that's my story. That's not your story.
I was part of that one, believe it or not.
That's right.
Some of the people that were on board at the time was, quite frankly, there was a very concerted effort to get professionals to run for town council. And in the early days of Prescott Valley, after incorporation, there were a number of people that chose to serve the community in an elected capacity, but really didn't have a lot of experience, many of them, doing that type of thing, with the notable exception of Carm Staker, who, bless her heart, did a fantastic job serving this community. But when I was hired, Ed Smith, a former high executive in the Motorola company, had retired here. He was mayor. And then there was Rick Killingsworth, Jay Fagelman, Bill Howeth, Eunice Connor, and I know I'm missing somebody. But all of those names, Sanford, will ring a bell in your memory. As you knew all of those people. And quite frankly, there was a decision made at that point in time to bring in professionals in the field. That's when they brought in Ken Rittmer as a manager, Ivan Legler as an attorney. both individuals that had a good deal of time serving the public in governmental capacities. And then they started the improvement of the infrastructure in our community.
Now, the impetus for this project was multifold. Obviously, there was a desire, I suppose, on behalf of the folks in the town to see things modernized somewhat. But as I recall, because the roads were dirt and there was a marked increase in population and thus a marked increase in the dust that was being created by the roads, that there was some sort of an EPA issuance that said that the town needed to do something about its roads. And this was before people were talking about, you know, the sewer system and all that.
Well, it is a true statement that I would field at least one call a week from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality wanting us to address the PM10 problem, dust, essentially. And we would have somebody call in and complain about dust on their street. Well, you go figure. When you would drive from Prescott out to Prescott Valley in the summertime before the monsoon rains would hit, there was a brown cloud that hung over the town. It was dust from the roads. In addition to that, there was another problem that ADEQ was very interested in, and that was doing something about our wastewater problem. And to tell you a quick story, I was here for a couple of weeks, and one of the employees was having a birthday party for their son over in their backyard. And I was invited. I went over, and we were involved in a volleyball game, and it stunk. And so I talked to this employee who owned the house. He said, "What in the devil's stinking so bad?" He said, "Oh, my neighbor's septic tank is going bad." Well, you know, when you have septic tanks and you've got 100 foot by 80 foot size lots, the likelihood of a septic tank failing after a short period of time was very high. And that's exactly what was going on.
So basically, what made up the what I call the Tarkowski miracle, and this is the retrofitting of the town of Prescott Valley for a complete sewer system, while at the same time filling in and or removing existing septic tanks and then paving all of the roads within the community, and doing so with an assessment that ultimately ended up returning money back to the property owner. Now, that stuff doesn't happen anymore, but how on earth did it happen with you?
Well, the Tarkowski miracle, as you call it, and that's the first time you've said that, is quite frankly, it does it injustice to all the people that were part of the team, including yourself. The business community was very much involved in moving the community forward through the Chamber of Commerce and just individual business owners that wanted to pitch in and turn this community into a real community. And so there were just a great big team that was assembled very professionally to cause the largest improvement in the history of the state of Arizona at that time. And we had over 7,000 lots that all paid the miserly amount of $2,100 to have their septic tank disabled, filled in, and to have centralized sewer put in place, while at the same time, natural gas was installed throughout those 7,000 lots. Mm-hmm. And at the end of all of that, they ended up with a hard surfaced road. And quite frankly, it was a huge project, needed to be done, and we did it despite the fact that there were a number of critics, not just Prescott Valley, but around the state, saying you can't do it. And you can't take on a project of that magnitude and cause it to work. Total project cost was right around $45 to $50 million when it came to building the wastewater treatment plant and putting in all of the improvements mentioned. And you are correct. Good, great memory, Sanford. That is that at the end of the project, we had money left over. And although there was some pressure or suggestion that, well, that money can be used to do X, Y, or Z, we all said, no, the individuals that paid that assessment, that $2,100 up front, they need to get the remaining money returned to them, rebated to them. So everybody in town that paid up front ended up with a check of about $180 at the end of the project.
And it amazes me to this day. We're going to take a quick break. More with Larry Tarkowski, the outgoing town manager for the town of Prescott Valley. When we return, we're going to talk to the one and only person in Prescott Valley, and that's Larry Tarkowski, who has won an international award for sewage. I kid you not. We'll be right back here live on Talk of the Town, KQNA, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live on KQNA.com and Facebook Live.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And more with Larry Tarkowski as he exits the town manager's post for the town of Prescott Valley. I will say, Larry, that besides the great infrastructure projects that you were in charge of, building up the town center of the town of Prescott Valley was also something that basically it came from literally nothing. It was a grassland field, and look what it has become. Does this match the vision that you had in terms of what you thought the civic center of Prescott Valley would look like someday?
You know, that's a really good question, Sanford, and I have to share with you that the citizens that first moved to Prescott Valley, and they typically were coming from the Midwest, meaning the Michigans, Wisconsins, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, they were our initial property owners here based on the marketing that was done by Prescott Valley Incorporated way back in the 60s. But when they came together and actually voted to incorporate the town, they then sat down and had a visioning session. And those very, very early residents, and you probably knew all half of them, they said, we don't want Prescott Valley to be a Western town. We don't want it to be a Victorian town. We want it to be a modern, thriving community. Therein lies the architectural standard that you see in downtown Prescott Valley, whether it be the hospital or Harkins or the governmental buildings. They're very modern looking, and there has been some pushback on some of that architecture, but that meets with the design standards that were chosen by the very, very early residents that had that vision.
No, I will say that, you know, coming here in Prescott Valley like I did in May of 1985, where the community literally had one paved road other than Highway 69, and that was Robert Road, and they were paving it for the third time, by the way. It boggles the mind to see where this community has gone, but yet you had a hand not only in shaping it, but in representing Prescott Valley to the world. You ended up in England and getting some sort of international award. Talk about that.
Weekend, I ended up getting a phone call, and I thought it was a prank call at first, but it was coming from London. And the town of Prescott Valley had been recognized, and actually somebody that was in the water business in the Western United States had put in the town of Prescott Valley as a nomination. They nominated us for an award for the very innovative approach the town used to dispose of its treated effluent credits. And most communities will just sit back and they would hold those water credits and dish them out on a first-come, first-served basis as developers would come in through the door. Well, we chose not to do that. We wanted to raise the value of those credits to reflect their true monetized value. And so we held an auction. And it was the first time that had ever been done for wastewater credits any place in the world. And it was so novel that we were nominated for an award, and the phone call that I'd gotten asked if I would come and give a speech in London to their annual convention to go ahead and explain the project. And the people that were involved in that that conference were from all over the world. And our nomination competed with a huge project in the City of London, against a huge project in Hong Kong, and a huge one in Saudi Arabia. And we ended up getting a Water Deal of the Year with distinction awarded to us based on the votes of the people that were part of that organization.
Well, and that certainly was well deserved, and the accolades that came as a result of that. It was a moment clearly that Prescott Valley was very proud of, and very proud of you, Larry, for going
EAM
over there
and 99.9
representing the community. So, so what happens now? I think a town manager typically has about the same career as an NFL running back. I think generally they have about 3 years, and then they leave all bruised and bloodied and beaten, and that's about as good as it gets. But you've managed to beat the odds and then some. So what's your plan from here?
Well, you're alluding to the average tenure of a town manager in a community at 3.5 to 4 years, and that's pretty typical around the country. So being here for 16 years, either I had everybody buffaloed or they thought that I was doing a pretty mediocre job. Now, to answer the question directly, I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay, I've been serving the community of Prescott Valley, which has been truly a joy, And I've not worked a day in 31 years because I truly enjoy what I do. But it's time to go do some other things. And there's a whole list of things that I intend to do because I'm not going to sit on the couch. I've got a lot of things that I would like to do and accomplish a few more things here in the Quad City area.
What do you think Prescott Valley needs to do from this point forward? What would be your advice for the next town manager and what he or she may want to bring to the community in terms of what our needs may be going forward?
Well, and I'll ask you what you think of this perception, but right now, and actually this evening, we're going to be inducting or swearing in three new council people. And so there is a unique opportunity they have. This is the first time in 31 years that, number one, the infrastructure is in place, in good shape, and will continue to evolve.
I'm knocking wood, by the way, so the people on Facebook Live can see it. I'm because I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah, I hear you.
But we've got good infrastructure, and we also have great finances right now. In fact, we just ended up being rated by Standard & Poor's, and a very high rating when every other they shared with us. Bond ratings are going down in communities all across the country because of the volatility of the virus and the economy, not ours. Mm. We have a very good rating, and we have a good cash flow. So with that, as I'm knocking on wood, I'm leaving when we are in great financial shape, infrastructure is in great shape. And so I believe that what the council, the new council, is going to have an opportunity to address is better creation of the identity of the community. You know, there's all the, we can all talk about communities all across the country that we've all either been to or come from. And they are known for things. And I believe that this council has the opportunity to actually spend time and resources in further developing that ambiance, that identity that Prescott Valley can have.
Well, right now, Prescott Valley is known as the community where the entire community has to turn left on Highway 69 to go home. That's that's where we are right now. But I understand what you're saying. The fact is that aside from being the fastest growing community in Arizona and in the Southwest, which is what Prescott Valley hung its hat on for so many years, the fact is that it still remains to me heads and shoulders above other communities in terms of its family friendliness, in terms of its ability to provide good services and so forth to young families, centrally located, great 365-day climate and so forth. So, yes, Larry, the fact is that when somebody comes here to Prescott Valley, they may not know everything that it took to get to where we are today. But I will say that you had a big hand in getting us to where we are. And on behalf of the community, the business community, and just for me personally, I want to thank you for your years of service. It has been a pleasure to watch what you do. And you've navigated through some very choppy waters, but yet have always managed to keep your head above water and your and a good attitude, and I'm impressed by the way that you did your job, and you've done it well, and the town is better off for it.
Well, and I thank you for the kind words, but once again, we've got a great team here, and it's one of the things that I'm most proud of is our professionals that are working for and in this organization, plus dedicated elected officials that have consistently for 31 years pulled the sled in the same direction. Instead of running off in all kinds of different directions and letting their egos override their common sense, our elected officials have done an outstanding job of being solely dedicated to the good of the community and growing the community. And we are very thankful that that has been the case for all these years.
Larry, it's been a pleasure. Appreciate you taking the time, and I know you're getting ready for a council meeting. So thanks again for joining us live on KQ&A, and I'm sure we will see you around town.
I'm sure you will, and thank you much, Sanford. Appreciate the opportunity.
Bye, Larry.
Bye.
All right, we are going to take a quick break for news, and then we've got Freddie Lombardo and the Tone Kings coming in for the second half of Talk of the Town live on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com and on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it, the people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubographics today.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, Bet 99.9 FM. In Prescott, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. I'm Gregory Scott reporting back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. But first, a check of news and weather from the Talk of the Quad Cities. The Prescott Police Department is releasing more information on a crash that killed a Prescott Valley man on Saturday night at around 7:30. 60-year-old Kenneth Petre was traveling on Highway 69 when he crossed the median and collided head-on with another vehicle driven by 28-year-old Prescott resident Logan Fife. Prescott Police Spokesman Officer Sean Hilton says yesterday today, the department received a post-death toxicology test.
Petre had ethanol and numerous drugs in his system at the time of the head-on collision. Multiple witnesses also indicated Petre was driving erratically just prior to the collision.
Petre sustained significant injuries and was pronounced deceased on scene.
Hilton explains how Fife was flown to a Phoenix area hospital with serious injuries.
Fife was released from a Phoenix area hospital and is expected to make a full recovery.
The roadway was closed while emergency personnel could render aid and members of the Prescott Police Traffic Safety Section could properly investigate the collision. The roadway was reopened at approximately 12:30 a.m.
Members of the Prescott Police Department's Traffic Safety Section are continuing to investigate the crash. Two Phoenix residents are facing charges following a traffic stop on Interstate 17 in the Cordis Junction area. 23-year-old Leon Urell and his passenger 20-year-old Brian Angulo were stopped on December 2nd just before noon. The Yavapai County Sheriff's deputy noticed the two were giving deceptive answers to questions and determined they were involved in criminal activity. The deputy deployed his canine partner for an air sniff of the pickup truck. YCSO spokesman Dwight D'Evelyn describes what was allegedly found.
The deputy found a McDonald's bag behind a set of speakers contained within in this bag were two separate bags, which held 10 individual baggies of blue M30 pills, all presumptive for fentanyl.
Devlin says this incident remains under investigation.
Leon later admitted knowing about the bag, but not the contents, and claimed he was transporting the package to unknown persons in the Camp Verde area. Detectives from the Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking Task Force, or PAN, are investigating and have not disclosed further details at this time.
Both suspects are in the Camp Verde jail on transportation and possession of narcotic drugs charges. The number of fentanyl pills totaled 10,000. Your KQ&A forecast, looking at partly cloudy conditions as we head on into the evening. A low of 30 and mostly sunny in Friday's forecast. A high of 50 tomorrow. Winds just over 20 miles per hour. Temperatures in the middle 50s and sunshine over the weekend. In the Verde Valley, mostly cloudy tonight. A low of 36, mostly sunny tomorrow. A high of 58, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds on Friday. Temperatures right around 60 on Saturday and Sunday. And that's forecast. And that's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130, my 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley. And Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
All right, and as you folks can see on Facebook Live, our guests are members of the Tone Kings. It's Freddie Lombardo and Mary Kelly, and welcome.
You mean you can see us on Facebook Live?
Right here.
I would have done my hair a little better, you know? I mean, I didn't know that.
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, Freddie, I mean, you've been doing this Tone King thing since the beginning. What were those early days like?
Okay, well, you know, I've been in like 10 different bands since living in Prescott in 1997, from On Tap with my buddy Junior way back when, to Metropolis, we did Battle of the Bands for you, to Jukebox Heroes, I could go on and on. Agent Audio, where we won Battle of the Bands for you guys.
Yep.
Anyway, the Tone King started out about 2.5 years ago, and we started out with a gentleman named Mr. Mike Wade. And we were doing more rock and a lot of funk stuff. And then after like a year and a half, he just didn't want to play in the band anymore. I guess things were, the guy's very busy. And then I had a bunch of shows booked. So, you know me, I'm always busy. So I said, all right, I got to keep this thing going. So I brought back Greg from the Time Travelers, who's been playing with me all along. And then we got the queen of the Tone Kings, Mary
That's
Kelly.
Right. I am the queen of the Tone Kings.
I'm telling you.
She came in for one show, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to stay with these guys. And then she's like, you guys are pretty cool. I'm like, well, thank you. Anyway, we started out with Steve as a bass player, and then Steve left after a few shows. And now we got Mick, the gentleman from England, who's a great, and besides being a great bass player, the man is a sound genius.
So what's been the challenge to, you know, to stay busy as a band when you've got all these places opening and closing and, you know, the lockdowns and all this other stuff?
There's a lot going on right now, but, you know, me working for Hensley, I'm in all these accounts and, you know, there's shows that we're going to lose and the shows we're going to get. We have actually two more. We're playing at Prescott Resort this weekend, Saturday night, from 6:30 to 8:30. So you could come up there and you could socially distance. We want everybody to be safe. Wear your mask.
Now, there's no dancing, right? Is that still the case? They don't allow dancing?
Well, I heard they do as long as you wear your mask.
Okay, well,
I don't want to start.
Because, you know,
I don't know for sure yet.
You know, it is a sovereign nation. You know, they can, you know, make their own rules to a certain degree. But, but yeah, I gotta imagine that, you know, since you guys play off of an audience, I've seen in some places where literally the person is sitting in the chair and they're like,
"Well, that's permitted, right, Mary?"
Oh yeah, you can bounce around in the chair.
Yeah,
I mean, bounce around when I'm playing the guitar. We want people to have fun. That's the thing.
So what's it like for you, Mary, to be with these guys? It's been a you know, I see you playing all over town, mostly with the blues guys, and I've really grown to admire you as a guitarist and a vocalist.
Oh, thank
you. How do you like working with, you know, with these guys?
Well, you know, I love these guys. I will be honest, I'm very, very lucky because we get along just fine. They're like three annoying brothers that I didn't know I had.
There's no fighting in the band, which is great because you always have that after a certain amount of time. And, you know, when Mary first came in, she's like, "I want to do the blues." And I'm like, "Ugh." So anyway, she got me into like more of the bluesy rock stuff. And then I said, "All right, sweetie, we're going to do some rock stuff too." And everybody, we got a nice blend. Everybody does vocals. So everybody's got a chance to sing. I mean, me and Mick just do a little bit, but it's mostly Mary and Greg. Greg Woodbury, who's lead guitar and rhythm, and Mary plays lead and rhythm. And it's just a good mix.
You do have to, in some ways, kind of play to your strengths, right? I mean, if you, as you kind of feel each other out, so to speak, some things work better than others. And yes, I would imagine that probably dictates what's on the set list.
Well,
one
good thing, and Mary's into this, and we're all into this, we like to practice once a week. You get a lot of bands, they don't want to practice. They just go to show. They're like, you know, screw it. We're just going to play. And people, you know, they're going to just like it. No, we like to practice once a week. We get new songs. We try to keep changing the set list. I want to have about 80 different songs. So you can look at the crowd out there. Mostly we try to stick to the list. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. This weekend, Truly Reckless asked me to go play with them. And I'm like, well, where's the set list? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it?
You know, don't worry about it. Anyway, it worked out all right. I came out of the box for one show, but I don't like to do that. I want to know what's coming up next.
And you also have to play to your audience. If you have a group of people sitting there who are obviously not necessarily enjoying a genre of song you're playing, switch it up. You know, I pay attention to what the audience is doing. Do they like a song? Are they engaged? I love to engage with the audience, especially now that dancing is limited or can't happen at all. For me, it's really boring to watch a band who never says anything.
It's more
I want
like
to talk
concert.
To the people. Yeah.
I can hardly imagine there being a band with Freddie Lombardo in it that doesn't say anything. I just can't imagine that. I can't fathom that. This guy's
correct.
An innings eater, you know. I mean, literally, Mary, if you weren't here, all I'd have to say is, "So, Freddie, what's up?"
What's
and
happening?
Then I just wait until till the hour's up. And then it's cool because it's less than I got to do.
It.
No, but the one thing that I really enjoy about musicians in general, and that is the kind of unseen stuff that goes on between you on stage. And I've kind of trained myself to see how you guys communicate with each other when you're trying to figure out, okay, well, when's she going to be done with this so we can get back to the chorus, you know, and stuff like that. So how does that happen? If Mary's getting into something that you really like, you kind of give her a little, like, one of these,
well,
like, do
I'm,
it again?
I'm sitting in the back, so I got the back view of everybody. So Mary will look at Greg. They'll look at each other about who's going to do solos, who's going to go longer, who's not. right?
That's right. And then I try to cue Fred if I want like a drum fill or to end the song.
She picks her leg up or something.
I kick my leg up, and if I don't fall over or I hold my guitar up, I do something to tell Fred where we are and what I want. So he's real good.
All right. So Tone Kings are playing at the Prescott Resort this weekend. Is it Saturday night at 6:30?
We're going to do two great sets, and maybe we'll play a little longer if there's people there.
Yeah, why not? I mean, what else is there to do?
Well, you know what? You got the Christmas Village there, so you can bring your kids. You don't even have to come down on the dance floor if you're nervous about anything. You stay up top. You see the Christmas Village. You can walk around, hear the music. It's just very festive. And if you want to, you come down. You could have a drink, you know. And
well, I know it's a private gig, but you guys are booked for New Year's Eve at Talking Rock.
Talking Rock. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, that, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, there would be a lot of competition for a nice paid private gig like that.
Yeah.
So the fact that you guys landed it, that says a lot about your band and about what these folks are expecting from
you. Another thing, I got an email from Dawn Holmes. I guess they're going to start doing some stuff in the spring. Again, everything depends on what's going on with this COVID thing. I'm starting to book a lot of shows now for next year. We don't want to play every weekend. I'm the Bud guy. I'm in these bars every day. I don't want to be in them day and night, you know, but I enjoy playing in them twice a month is like the max, unless people really want us, you know what I mean? And we're all married. Everybody's got families, you know. There's other stuff we could be doing.
Are you guys giving any thought to recording at all?
Actually, we have been giving thought to that, and I think what would be ideal, because we've been together, what, a year and a half now since I've been the queen of you guys?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's been a year and a half. And I think what would be nice to do is kind of fine-tune the songs that we love to play that we think we do really well. And eventually I think it would be fun to do a CD of those songs because we do a mixed bag of songs. We play stuff from Little Feet, you know, to Joe Bonamassa, to Rolling Stones. It's just a wide variety of stuff that we do, and I would love to see that reflected in a CD.
And Freddie, as a drummer, are you like doing your John Bonham, or what's your approach to playing the drums?
It's more kind of mellow in this band. I mean, there's some good stuff. We get into some rock stuff, you know, but we're not gonna all of a sudden, you know, people are expecting like little bit more mellowy rock, and then all of a sudden we're doing Ozzy.
Ba-boom.
Like that, you know what I mean? Here's Crazy Train.
Well, like you said, it's a matter of knowing your audience. And for folks that are listening to us and watching here on Facebook Live, the Tone Kings will be playing live at the Eagle's Nest at the Prescott Resort this coming Saturday night at 6:30. And, hey, I mean, you know, beautiful view, great music.
Can't beat the place. And if you want to see us, you could go to Facebook. And we're, I think you got to go to Prescott Tone Kings. And that's my Facebook page for the band. And also, you're going to laugh at me. I finally figured out how to put a video on YouTube.
Hey, at least you can do it.
So at least I figured it out.
Hey, listen, there's no bigger e-tard in this room than me, so don't worry about it. But really appreciate you folks stopping by. And
thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure.
And, you know, obviously we're going to see each other at a few blues jams.
Well, you know, on December the 26th, there is something happening at the Windsock blues-wise with the Scott O'Neill Band.
Yeah.
Special guest Mary Kelly. It'll be fun.
Yeah, they unfortunately couldn't do the Danny Rhodes tribute, but since everybody already had that date blocked out, might as well do something good with it.
That's right.
Cool. Mary Kelly, Fred Lombardo, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank
Tone King,
so much,
Saturday night, 6:30.
Everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and everything else you party with around
Mele
the holiday
Kaliki
times.
Maka.
And for all you atheists out there, have a good day. We're going to be right back with a few final thoughts live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live and Facebook Live as you watch Mary and Fred split the scene on camera.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, it has been a blast to have our guests here. We had Larry Tarkowski, the outgoing town manager for the town of Prescott Valley, joining us in the first half of today's show. And then the Tone Kings, featuring Freddie Lombardo and guitarist Mary Kelly, joining us in studio. So really glad to have all of you aboard. Do want to mention that our friends at the Swamp Poets Duo are going to be at the Back Alley Bar on Friday night from 6 to 9. So Tall Paul and Christian Michael Berry will be there, and hope you are too. It would be fun to see you for some live music there on Whiskey Row. Also, we've got another big jam coming up on Sunday. It is the Windsock Jam featuring the Scott O'Neill Band. And Scott O'Neill, brand new CD just out. You get what you pay for. And we've got it. And we're going to be doing some stuff with it in the days to come. So congratulations to Scott O'Neill. In fact, Mary Kelly sat in with Scott on some of those cuts on that newly produced CD. So looking forward to that as well. Meanwhile, we've got Mark Levin coming your way next as the talk of the Quad Cities continues. And we also want to say a big thank you to all of you watching on Facebook Live. Thanks to Mason Pennington for helping put that thing together and helping make it all work. So we're glad you were able to tune in and view in to this edition of Talk of the Town live on KQNA. It'll be just me and the doc tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports. Starting at 4 o'clock, we're going to do a post-mortem on the Cardinals. So stick around for that. I guess an autopsy on the Cardinals maybe by at this point. But Mark Levin up next. So in the meantime, we want to make sure to wish everybody a very happy Hanukkah, and we will see you right here next week. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.